This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the upfront caveat that you are quite possibly not the most objective judge of this, how much do you figure your online activity is worth? Twitter and Facebook posts, web browsing history, GPS locations, the whole smash, everything. There is, of course, a multi-billion-dollar data market out there where brokers trade that information with advertisers. A perhaps better solution? Consumers selling off their own personal information directly. Sam Harnett reports.
Data brokers like Acxiom want to create a precise file on you. They want to know things like how much money you make and where you shop, online and in person. Not an easy task, says Matt Hogan.
If you're Acxiom, you're the largest data broker, you're cobbling together all these different piecemeal, publicly available, stale, maybe leaked data sources, and what you get is a profile that's just not correct.
Hogan's got a startup, Dataku. It simplifies things by letting users sell their data directly. Why not, he says. Companies are already doing it.
What are you making for your data now? Nothing.
The information sold through Dataku is currently anonymous and not tied to a user's identity. Still, it's an advertiser's dream. Information from our online lives, packaged and sent straight from the source. Us. Dataku pays users $10 a month for it all. Katrina Dow says it'll soon be worth much more.
Unquestionably, we see data as an asset.
Dow is a CEO of a startup called Miko. It allows users to hide data from outsiders and record it themselves. That personal file they create could be even more valuable in the future.
There's no reason why you wouldn't take information from your teen years and mash it up with time in your 20s or 30s or 40s, which just makes that core data more valuable.
She envisions private data becoming a kind of cryptocurrency in a me economy. It could be used in transactions to purchase items and get discounts, or even secure mortgages, loans, and insurance. In a way, it would alter how we define personal identity. This terrifies Jeffrey Chester at the Center for Digital Democracy.
A huge depersonalized system has emerged that treats bits of ourself like we were simply hog bellies at a commodities market. Our data is much more valuable than just a few dollars a month it may bring us. It's really the key to who we are as human beings.
Trying to put a price on that, he says, is a dangerous thing. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.